Okay, so let's start with the Rambam. Who's reading today? Oh, Gabriel, it's been so long. All right, let's start with the Rambam.
It's been too long.
Start with Perek Hay in B'as HaMikdash, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Slow down. What's the mitzvah?
He has to wash his hands and feet and then do the avodah.
All right, and then afterwards do the avodah. Shenemar. Right. So he has to wash his hands and feet. The Kohen.
The Kohen Sha'avan will kidesh yada ragla shacharis chayv misa vide shemayim. Shenemar yifetu mayim veloim lusu.
Avodaso. All right, so okay, number one. When does a Kohen have to do his Kiddush Adam Raglayim?
In the morning,
before he starts his Avodah, okay? And then the Rambam makes a point of saying that, A, if you didn't wash your hands and feet before Avodah, you're Chayav Misa, Midei Shemayim. And the second thing he wants to say is that your Avodah is Psula. Okay, so two things. A, you're over an Isser, right? And B, any Avodah you do when you haven't washed your hands and feet is not considered Kasher Avodah, right? So far, so good? Okay. Interesting. I don't know if you guys remember that. When we did the case of Chusar Begadim, right? If you remember that, when we did Chukah, so one of the things Gemara mentions is that there's certain things you can extrapolate from Chusar Begadim. One of them is Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So right now, what do we see? We see that the source for the Avoda being Puzzle, right, comes from Mechusar Begadim, right? And we can extrapolate from Mechusar Begadim to include if you didn't do Kiddush Adam Raglayim, which therefore means that there's some link, some tie-in between Kiddush Adam Raglayim and Big Day Kahuna. Okay? We'll explore that as we go forward. But understand that there's some link between the two. Yes?
I'm curious why we're learning that Rambam before the Gemara
being called Vodah Vodah.
Okay, so keep that. That's also something to keep in mind. So, what is it? The Kohen has to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim how many times?
Just once.
Once, okay. Of course, right. So, which means that it's you. I mean, this is where I'm going a little. I'm going to take back what I said a second ago. I mean, it's the Havmina being what you would think that.
You need to do between every voda.
Something.
Between something and something. Between a voda and a voda. And we know from the Gemara we're about to do that. What? There was a situation where he did a Kiddush Adam Raglayim between avoda, but anyway, even you would think he has to do it between every avoda. Kamash Blan, only it's a one time a day.
It's not because of that avoda that you do it, it's because you undress.
We don't know that yet. You're right, but it certainly sounds like in Yom Kippur he does it between avodas. He
well,
does
not every avoda. So
you're okay. That's true. But here he seems to be implying that you would think that you have to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim between each avoda. It's not so crazy to think that, you know. Why? Because I would argue that each avoda is a separate idea. Each one requires its own washing. I don't think that's crazy. We'll see. Okay, fine. Go on. Well, let me ask you a question. But when would you think he certainly wouldn't have to do another Kiddush Adam Raglayim? What do we know for sure he'd have to?
He leaves.
Let's just keep it simple. He leaves, right? Okay, yeah. So the Rambam's going to say.
Yeah, it's not simple.
It's interesting. The last one's a hard one, right? So you can't leave the mikdash, right? Yeah. And always asleep, etc. But he can't have a break in his das. That's going to be interesting also.
Hey, das what?
That's a good question. V'im asa echal merabatan. Okay, stop. Hey, good. All right. So far, so good. So far, easy. Easy as could be. All right. And what did you guys see by Yom Kippur? You saw by Yom Kippur that what was the procedure? And by Yom Kippur, the procedure was that the Kohen Gadol would do... Let's start off. He's wearing clothing X. Okay.
He finishes
Avoda.
He takes it off, puts the next thing on.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Very good. All right, so let's start the Gemara. So the Gemara is on Yutes Amud Beis and Zvachim. Let's start with Tana Rabbanan. Slowly.
All right,
so the Gemara comes out firing a big bullet, okay? The Kohen Gadol, okay, who does not do tefillah, right? Or, now, I don't care about the tefillah part. I mean, that's important, but let's focus on Kiddush Adam Raglayim. If he doesn't wash his hands and feet, right? Bein Beged LeBeged, right? Meaning what? Meaning when he's exchanging his big day. What are the two kinds of begadim that they're going on? Good. So when he's exchanging one for the other, okay? Uvein Avoda Levoda, right? Or he doesn't do Kiddush Adam Reglayim between the various Avodas of Yom Kippur, right? And he does the Avoda, right? What's the halacha?
That's kosher.
Okay. It's kosher. Okay? Okay. Now, what's odd about that?
Well, we just read that he needs to do that.
What?
Well, we just read that he needs to
do that. No, forget the Rama. What's odd about that?
Why would he need to do it between each of
us? No, because that's Daraisa. I don't care why. God said so.
What? Why did you do it in the first time? We're different than the Kohen Kedush.
Okay. Well, let's get even more. You're right. Let's get more specific than that. How do we know? Let me ask you a question. What's the source for Kohen doing Kiddush Adam Reglayim? The Torah. The Torah says so, right?
Yeah.
Where do they source out that he has to do Kiddush Adam Reglayim with Avoda?
The Torah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's funny at this point. The Torah. They're both midoraisa. It's very odd at this point to even assume that midoraisa it won't be ma'akev.
Right.
You would never think that. It's a huge chiddush.
You could say that you got to do, but that's something.
Before this Gemara,
if
we were having a conversation about Kiddush Adam Reglayim, and we were discussing before this Gemara comes along, we were having a discussion about, and I told you a Kohen must do Kiddush Adam Reglayim before he does Avoda, and Yom Kippur there's 10 Kiddush Adam Reglayim he has to do. You would automatically assume that those Kiddush Adam Reglayim, since they're deduced from the Torah, are a makid, and yet the Gemara is telling you it's not.
It says that I don't know, like.
The Kohen shouldn't, what
kind of halachas are there for a Kohen? They shouldn't divorce. Fine, well, actually, then it becomes a halal, and that's a thing. But it's not like obvious that it has something to do with that Buddha. It's like a halacha about like.
I know, but the fact that the Torah says it, you wouldn't say it's. Usually, when the Torah says yes, when the Torah says you have to do A, B, and C,
no. You
would usually assume from that is that's ma'akiv. Meaning, if I don't do it, I haven't done it properly. There are buttons you can start arguing if it's ma'akev or not, but not by derisas.
Not all derisas like have to do with each other. Like, well, you know, there's
it's not a question of doing with each other. It's saying if the Torah lists in Parshas Akrimos, the Kohen Gadol has to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I would never. There's no reason to assume that one of those things is not required. If the God said so, so to speak, if the Torah says so, that sounds like that's it.
It's
there's no other
it's
way.
Not required. It's like the evidence.
Okay, but then you have the second clause, which is that if the Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedjo does not do Kiddush Adam Reglayim when?
In the morning.
In the morning, okay. Then, and he does the Avoda is possible. Okay, so let's get those two points out there, right? One second, let's make sure that's... In other words, there's a question is, before we go into like the deeper stuff, okay, I think, after I went through all the facts first and then went backwards and started with this, only because I think we can have like a basic working definition, not a deep svar, but a basic working definition to get an understanding of why would you assume that by Yom Kippur, Kiddush Adam Reglayim is not ma'akev, but the daily Shacharis one is ma'akev. How could you carve out a differentiation of Yom Kippur? I mean, that's the key question. The key question is how do you have something unique by Yom Kippur? I mean, this should be the standard, right? The standard should be is that. Kiddush Adam Reglayim is ma'akev.
Well, we have another question. How can you even say that's not ma'akev at all?
Right. Okay, I agree. Right. So, what would you say? What do you see? There's a question: is what do you see by the Kiddush Adam Reglayim Yom Kippur that would make a difference than the Kiddush Adam Reglayim on a daily basis?
It's additional.
Why is it additional?
Because we already have the one.
Keep this in mind. Remember there's a reason why the Gemara goes in order from Mechusar B'Gadim to Kiddush Adam Reglayim. When the Kohen puts on his clothing, he becomes what? He acquires the identity of Kohen, remember? In other words, he's normally a czar. When he puts on a big day kahuna, now you can say...
I know.
In terms of avoda, he's a czar. When I say czar, I mean in terms of avoda. So when he puts on this begadim, he becomes a Kohen. But he's still not what? He still can't do what?
He can't
do avoda. So obviously, now, Kiddush Adam Reglayim is going to do what now? It's going to somehow be a heksher for avoda. So here, whatever is going on, again, we're not getting into any deep... definitions, but just as a basic step. Here you would say that what's Kiddush Adam Reglayim doing? It's basically allowing for the Yom Avoda to emerge. Now you can be engaged in the Avoda of the Yom. Okay, this day now has a whole set of Avodas in it, right? And that's what Kiddush Adam Reglayim is doing. When he washes his hands and feet, he can now say, you know what, now I'm ready to work for the day, okay? So first he puts on his clothing, which gives him the definition of being a Kohen. But the last thing he has to do before he does his Avoda is Kiddush Adam Reglayim. But what's happening here? It's an amazing thing. He has Avoda, right? Then he does Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim, right? Then disrobes, okay? Then tefillah. Then puts on new clothes. Then he has to do Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim again and avodah, right? So yes, Josh is right about the fact that they're discreet. But what's the what? It's interesting what the I think what it's pointing towards. What's going on here? You're right. Yes, it's assisting the avodah. What do you mean? Make it more halachic. What's going on here? It's an interesting thing. See, he does the avoda. Let me ask you this, okay? I'm not going to ask you because you call me Kofer. Josh, you're writing the Torah, okay?
I'm writing the Torah. Mashiach's got a lot of stuff to do. That's not one of them.
Because in this process, if I showed you this process, okay? But knowing right now what you know about the daily Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, I show you this process. The question you should ask is, what should you do after you're done with the avoda? What should you do? Because we know one thing. We know that what happens is that he's got to have different clothing on, okay? But this type of clothing, that type of clothing. So what should happen? He's doing the avoda, and then he should take his clothes off, and then go do tefillah. Yeah. What's the Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim doing here?
So the word demarcate isn't a good
more than that. It is demarcating, but the problem with that is that's not like a halakhic function. Then what you're saying is not important. I'll tell you the reason why. Because if that were true, he could have done anything. He could have stood on his hands. Yeah. There has to be something it shares in common with this, right? It has to share something in common with it. It can't just be like what you're saying is it's ancillary. It just has to do something.
Just factually, his hands are covered in blood.
Oh, forget that. He's going to do tefillah. So what?
He's got to put this big days back on. Then if
what?
He's got to get into some new context.
He can't get clothing bloody.
Well, in other words, like this. In other words...
He needs to
What does disrobing indicate now?
Taken outside of the category of Kohen.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Disrobing means he's no longer defined at that moment, so to speak, as a Kohen. Okay? So right. Now let's work backwards. If that's
why
true.
Why did he wash before?
Ah, okay, so why did he wash before? You're right. So he should just take his clothing off. So what is this doing?
Do Kiddush Raglayim
now. Or if you want, you can do it from this side. In other words, now that he put his new clothes on, this side makes sense. Now that he put his new clothes on.
He has to do Kiddush Raglayim.
Okay, exactly. So each time,
what's that be ma'akiv? Why is it not
ma'akiv? Oh, one second. Hold on. I didn't say why it's not ma'akiv yet. I'm just trying to show. We're trying to figure what makes him different. I don't know yet why it's not ma'akiv. Forget that. I just want to show what makes this Kiddush Raglayim different than this one. That's all we can assess at this point. I don't know why it's ma'akev.
Because really, he's right? Not as a...
But at least I guess so functionally what's going on here is a little bit different. So here, you could say there's something similar taking place here. That when he takes his clothes off, right, his identity as Cohen is, let's say, a question mark. Right? I'm not saying he's not a Cohen yet. But it's because the whole Machiah from the Jews to begin with is because Cohen Gadol. But there's something happening here where when he takes his clothes off, right, so what's the Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim doing here? When he finishes his avodah, right, what's happening? And when he starts his, what's happening in each one? Not just demarcating. What's it doing?
Is it
in other words,
continuing the status of Cohen?
No, where? Here?
Yeah.
Why? No.
It's sort of reaffirming his status. As
let me ask you. Okay, let me put it a different way. In other words, what is this tied to? Is this tied to the avoda or to the disrobing, or is it both? What's a mitzarif to conceptually? No. Not ringing any bells?
I think intuitively I would probably say the disrobing, but I don't know why.
Okay, one sec. Okay. If he can't do a, if this is a hechsher for avoda here, right. Then what's it here?
Mm.
Come on.
You're saying it ends the avoda.
Okay, so let's assume it ends the avoda.
How does it
right?
end the avoda?
Okay, well, let's assume that's what it's doing here. It ends the avoda.
But
okay?
That doesn't make sense.
But why do we have to do just a maisa to end the avoda? Why is that important?
Why does
what does he need to do? What does he do now? Because you know what he needs to do? What does he need to do now?
Show that he
needs to go do an entirely different avoda.
Okay, but before that, what does he have to do?
Well, before he takes off his Kohen status.
Right, so he needs what? So what's the Kiddush Na'ar doing? What's it doing?
Showing that the changing the clothes is not part of that previous avoda.
Okay, good. So in Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim bringing this avoda to the end, what it's really doing, functionally, I think, is that it's now giving, it's a matir now for the Kohen to do what? Take off his clothing.
You think the daily guy would need to do it at the end of his day then?
What?
You think the daily guy would do it at the end of the day?
Oh, good question. We'll take that up. Okay. In fact, we'll see. There's a scenario where maybe he never had to do a Kiddush Na'ar Raglayim, ever. He can do it once and that would be done.
Deal.
Right. Okay, we'll get to that.
Because he doesn't leave the mikdash, he doesn't sleep, and he doesn't...
We'll take out that case.
Never sleep.
But the point here, though, is like this. What I'm positing is that what the Kohen Gadol needs, the Kiddush Darim is a little bit different here. Whereas here, you would say that somehow tied to, whatever this is, it's tied to the Yom, that it's my Kiddush Darim line for this day of Avoda. But somehow what's happening here is that it seems to be functioning differently. Here, what's it doing? It's telling him that now I have a matir to take off my clothing. And here, what it's doing now is that now, once I put on new clothing, I have to redefine myself as Kohen and do the Avoda. Okay, so it sounds like it's doing something much different here, right, than here. Right? It is related to the idea that he needs it to, insofar as to be able to do the Avoda is concerned. But the Kiddush Darim line here is saying that now the Avoda is a Yom to take place. Here, you see it's functioning much differently. Here it's functioning to end Avoda 1, allow him to take off his clothes, and then here, once he puts on his clothes, redefine it now to be able to do Avoda.
Yet they're put in the exact same category.
Yet they're putting, now... Right, which means what?
So since it's a Raisa and it says Chukah, then it should be Makir.
Right, in other words, it's such a killer kasha, it's unbelievable. There's a Gemara saying, how can you have a Havamina even say, forget the reason why yet, we don't know yet, but how can you even have a Havamina say that it's not Ma'akib when what do you see? The Torah tells us to do it. And in the Pasuk that details the Kiddush Adar Maglayim that Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, what word does it use? Well, coincidentally, we also use that word by what? By regular Kiddush Adar Maglayim. And we also know whenever it says Chukah, what does that mean? Go back to Mechusar Begadim? It's Ma'akib, right? Is that clear? In other words, Ravazi's saying, what are you talking about? How can you ever suggest this won't be Ma'akev? What's the rationale for such a thing? Mm-hmm. What's the Havmin to say it's not Ma'akev? We'll posit why we think it's not Ma'akev soon.
I don't even get why you said the first of the set would be Ma'akev still.
Why would you say?
The first of the set would be Ma'akev.
But Ravazi's a more basic question. He's saying, why wouldn't it be Ma'akev?
Well, because it only functions to
who Ma'akev. Cares what the function is? Is it in the Torah?
Yeah.
Does it say Chukah? Does it say Chukah?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 second. That's it. Game, set, match. If it says chukah, it should be ma'akev.
The thing in the Torah that are not ma'akev that it says to do.
That was Tully's argument.
Okay, good. You need a reason to say it's not ma'akev.
Okay,
have a reason.
So let's see what Rabbi Yochanan says. So what does he say? You're saying good. What does Rabbi Yochanan say?
Amar le'amar kra ulbesham.
Yeah, that's a little tricky. Okay, so what is he trying to do here? He says the pasuk says v'rachatz b'mayim es bisaro ulbesham. That what do you do? You wash your hands. Who's this talking about? Kohen Gadol does rechitzas yadayim raglayim, and then what? I'm sorry, he does tefillah, and then what? And then puts on his clothes. Okay, he puts on his clothes. Okay, so what do we see? Levisha
ma'akeves.
So that implies what? And that implies that levisha is what's ma'akev. Vein davar achem ma'akev. So how does he know that? Rashi. Amar Kra Ulvesham.
Shina Kosov Vilavisha Lake Dechsev Yilvan Ulvesham.
Because it says what?
It says Yilva.
And?
Yilvesham.
Which sounds like?
Two
times. It's saying Yilbash and Ulvesham. Right? Ulahachik Siv Hacha.
Ulahachik Siv Hacha Akuva Limute Akuva Dechuka. Zilkaima.
A high cra, the Irigurtiha. Birchitza, not Ritzicha. Right, it's okay, Birchitza. Okay. Ulvisha.
Ella Ashar Dvarim, Hamur and Parsha.
Right, meaning what? Vein Dabar Acher, Pasuk Zem Ake. So what's he saying? What's Rabbi Yochanan's logic?
Factually, there's a meat in the Pasuk.
What?
Factually, there's a meat in the Pasuk.
Right, in other words, it says Levisha twice, right? Ulvisham and Yilbash. So therefore, that implies what? Those things are ma'akev. But yet, what do we see? When it comes to rechitza, what do we see?
It's only one.
It's only mentioned one time, and therefore what?
It's not ma'akev.
Right, therefore you can learn out it's not ma'akev. Very odd, right? So since it mentions wearing clothes twice, we can therefore assume that's ma'akev. But since by rechitza it only has it once, right? Or you really should read it, anything other than levisha wouldn't be ma'akev. But anyway, since it only has rechitza once, what does that teach you?
That's not ma'akev.
It's not ma'akev, okay? Does everyone understand that reason?
Factual.
So he's basically saying that because it says like Yilbash and Levisham twice, then it's Makiv.
Because it says, in other words, what does he have to get out of? Let's just get factually. Let's understand here. What does Rav Yochanan have to get out of? What does he have to escape? What's the problem here?
That the other rechitzas are not Makiv.
Right. He wants to prove they're not Makiv. Right. But the problem is Rav Asi's got a killer kasha because the problem is it says Chukah. So how does he escape that? He acknowledges it says Chuka, except, but yet, if you go a little, if you look at the specific psukim by the Kohen Gadol, what do you see?
It says Yovashovisham.
Right, which implies, the fact that it has it twice implies that, let's put it in more basic language, it's really important, right? In fact, that's why that's really important. But the fact it doesn't have that by Rechitza tells us what? That's not as important, so to speak. Therefore, that's why it's not Makiv.
It's a step down from...
In other words, this. In other words, because it's set, because it repeats Levisha, right? Why, the Torah is very precise. So if it, yeah, so since it says it twice by Levisha, that's going to tell you there it's Makiv. But since it doesn't repeat it by Rechitza, what does that tell you? It's not Makiv.
What is Levisha?
To wear clothing.
So it says twice you have to wear clothing?
It says Yobash and Ulve Sham. Okay, so why would the Torah have it twice? It's precise.
So then you don't have to do anything else. You just have to wear clothing, and then you...
No, but it also says Rechitza. It just only has Rechitza once.
Fine. And what about checking? Does he have to check...
Who cares? Let's just deal with with our issue.
Well, our issue...
It says a lot of things once. Let's just deal with what we're
doing. I'm asking on all those things it says once.
I have no idea. Why am I bound to extrapolate from this to every other situation? We're not.
Why not?
Because that's a separate issue. That's a question of how does drush work?
How does it work?
Good question. Ask Rabbi Hirschberg. For now, let's deal with the question the Gemara is telling us. Okay, so far, but this needs to be defined. Okay, what's Rav Yochanan's answer? Well, his answer right now. Okay, now then Gemara says, Tzavu Panav. What does that mean?
His face turned yellow.
Who? No,
the first guy.
Ravasi. He was happy. He's like, wow, that's a good answer, yeah. Right? But see, because you're intellectually honest,
Amrle.
So if Yochanan says back to him,
wait, Tzavu Panav means he was happy.
Yeah, Tzavu Panav, he was happy. Yeah.
Rashi says
yellow,
it's
right?
Like,
it is
yellow.
Yeah. Shel Rabasi v'nei Simcha k'sever tam hagun shema. He is shomea. So he thought, I'm hearing a really good reason. This is very nice. Okay, he liked this. He liked this business. Okay. Okay.
Amrle vav ufsa k'sevti lach.
Right. He says, I'm sorry. This is a big mistake. Okay. It was a big mistake. Okay, it's not a good answer. Why? The e hachi, because if what I'm saying is true,
e hachi ditzaf renami, then he shall sit.
No, careful. Then what? Then what else shouldn't be ma'akev?
The morning shouldn't be ma'akev.
Yeah.
Which morning?
The morning of the Shachar
is
of Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
Right.
Which shouldn't.
That's the hint, right? Yeah, no, it's like this. Okay, another one.
Who says the morning is separate?
It's part of the day. It's part of the day.
Fine.
Of the Buddha.
No, fine. Well,
hold on. Make sure he gets this. In other words, if you're going to tell me the rechitzas of Yom Kippur aren't the Kiddush Dharma Glimes and Amma'akev, that would have to include which Kiddush Dharma Glim?
The first one.
The first one of the day. But that can't be.
In other words... I thought you were just saying the Kiddush Dharma Glimes that are between Avoda and Avoda are not Amma'akev, but the first one is.
That's the question.
No,
the question is that is true,
right?
That is true, but according to Rabbi
Yochanan's
answer to Ravasi, that couldn't be true.
But
the problem is the
force
of
the
Ba'akev.
Yeah, you ever see one of these where the circle includes both? In other words, the problem is that the problem is not on Yom Kippur, right? The first one, right, of the day, right, is also part of the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippur, right? So if you're going to tell me the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim on Yom Kippur is not Ma'akev, right? That's going to have to include which Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim? Numero uno, right? But how is that possible? You can never tell me that the first Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim of the day is not Ma'akev. Why not? I don't know. But he seems to be taking that as a given. Now, as he's saying, you can't tell me that the first Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim of the day is not Ma'akev. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So the Havmina was what? The Havmina was is that since because of this drush that we're going to say the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim's on Yom Kippur are not Ma'akev. And in the Havmina, I ask you, Rav Yochanan is a fairly intelligent guy. Let's put aside the Vav Ufta business. He's a pretty intelligent guy. So what was he thinking in the Havmina?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the biggest Kiddush in the world. And with all due respect to Rav Yochanan, anyone could have figured out that, by the way, you're going to run into a problem if you're going to suggest that all the Rechitzas are not Ma'akev. But he can't tolerate that possibility. He says, I made a mistake. Can't be. My reason's wrong. Because it would include the first one. And we know the first one has to be Ma'akev. So keep going in the Gemara. One second, then we can talk about this. The Gemara then says...
Oh,
one second, fine. Okay, actually, let's stop. All right, so that's... Okay, before we get to Chizkiah, because Chizkiah and Rabbi Yonasan are going to take off a different approach. Okay, they're going to shift. All right. So what do we see now? What's the question here? There's nothing much at Rav Asi. I mean, let's just deal with Rav Yochanan's first his Havmina, which I think is very interesting. So what he wants to say is that I think what do you say is part of the avoda? So therefore, how do you look at the mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim then in that context? What is it then? So you remember, this goes back to the old issue by the Yom Kippur avoda, okay? The old question is how do we look at the avodas Yom Kippur, okay? So it's a very interesting system because there's no other avoda like it ever, right? So the question always comes up is what is it? Is it basically like you take the pre-existing institution of avoda that exists on a daily basis and then do what? Build off of it till you hit this like crazy idea of Yom Kippur? Or do you say, no, it's a whole new different system of avoda? Why would you say it's a whole new system of avoda? Look what takes place. What does a Kohen Gadol do that never is done during the year?
Changes.
Well, he changes clothes. I was going to say going to the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, that's usually the one. Oh, right, exactly. It's a completely different set of avoda. Okay, so if you're going to tell me, so if you want to say it's part of the avoda, which I agree with, that's the first step I would take, it's part of the avoda, what are you really saying then?
That it's a different avoda to the rest of the year.
So therefore what?
So we can't use the rest of the year to tell you whether or not it's Merkav.
It's not a build-off.
Therefore, the mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim, Yom Kippur, is...
a special one for that day.
It's a din in the Avodah Yom Kippur. Like you were saying, it's a din in the Avodah Yom Kippur. But since the Avodah itself is a whole different institution, right? So then there is no idea of... There's no relationship between one and two anymore. If you want to start playing around with Nam Akev, which you can start playing around with that, you're going to have to say that the Kiddush Adar Raglayim Yom Kippur is part of this unique Avodah Yom. Okay? It's part of the Avodah Yom. It's not critical that it is. In other words, like this. During every day during the year, right, I must do Kiddush Adar Raglayim because I can't do my Avodah on a daily basis without washing my hands and feet. Okay? Yom Kippur comes along and says what?
It's not the rest of the year.
It's a different day. Different day altogether. And this day demands, this day has a mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim that has how many components to it? Ten. Right? But that's a din in the yom itself. It has nothing to do with my daily avoda. It's a unique day.
But you could be totally fine if you don't do it.
Oh, but then you could start playing around with rules of ma'akev and not ma'akev. You could figure out what Yom Kippur is not ma'akev. You could start, yeah, you can.
But like, I kind of want to know the reason why on a regular day you do need it to figure out why it's not there.
But that's easy, because you could say on a regular day, in order for me to be able to do avoda, what do I have to do? Kiddush Adar Raglayim.
All right, why? What's the
who cares why? Because I'm not al timbal, because it's a heksher for avoda. All putting
why
on.
Why don't you need a heksher for avoda? Like,
oh, because Yom Kippur runs by its own rules. It's a different yom of avoda. It's a different yom of avoda. What do you mean? You have ten Kiddush Adar Raglayim. That's what I was trying to show you here. The fact you have
right,
one of
you
this
have
avoda,
to do any of
one
them.
Over here.
Yeah, you have ten, but you still if you could do that one without doing any of them, then clearly it's not the same kind of extra.
You're right. No, you're right. Therefore, that's why it's a different mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim here.
I'm asking why.
I don't know why. I think there's no why past that point. Why did God make it this way? I have no idea. I don't know. Why is that? Why is it our responsibility? Why are there only four fundamental forces in the universe? I don't know why. No one knows the answer why.
No, because look, you're positing that there's a difference. So you got to say why is it different?
Like, no, I don't.
Why is this?
No, I have to tell you. Oh, no. I have to describe to you what the difference is. That's what I'm describing here. I don't tell you why it's different.
I can tell
you that there are four fundamental forces and how they work. I can't tell you why there are only four fundamental forces.
It's not
forces.
The same because look, you could say that they, every day needs a hashir.
Right.
And here.
Anyway, so one second. So just to be clear, the mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim comes from the Avodas Yom Kippurim. In other words, the very mitzvah itself is generated by Avodas Yom Kippurim. But what does he say? What's his maskana? He says that can't be. Why?
The day is based off the is a hyped up version of the regular Avoda.
Okay. Therefore, what?
So he's
rejecting
the
Avodah, but also has the din of the regular day, which
is Makkah. Okay, great. So what Rav Yochanan is saying is that he Rav Yochanan says, no, I can't buy this. Why? Because the result of saying this is going to say there's actually two mitzvahs of Kiddush Adar Raglayim, but there aren't. There's one mitzvah of Kiddush Adar Raglayim, okay? And what is that mitzvah? That is, every morning, what must you do? What must the Kohen do? Wash his hands and feet. Oh, But what can Yom Kippur? Well, Yom Kippur still can do something, though. What can it do?
Add 9 to the other one.
Well, oh, exactly. Yom Kippur has the right to go ahead and start adding various washing hands and feet to the Avodah Siyom. Okay? But it all stems from what, though? It's not that there's a new mitzvah of Kiddush Arim Raglayim. That was the Havmina. Rather what? It's an extension of the present one. Correct. Yes. And since it's the extension, it has in it what? It has in it what? It has the characteristics of that Kiddush Arim Raglayim. In other words, Yom Kippur can take the normal mitzvah of Kiddush Arim Raglayim and extend it and have 9 additional ones. But they all have that character of Kiddush Arim Raglayim in them. Whereas the first way of learning is saying, no, it's a separate mitzvah altogether. What does Chizkiyah say?
Do you want to read it again?
Yes, I do.
Amar Chizkiyah Amar Krav, Ha'isa Lahem Chok Olam Lo Ulzro Dorosam, Dabar Maki Bezoro Maki Bo, Dabar She'ino Maki Bezoro Eino Maki Bo.
Okay, so before you actually get into the specific... First translate to me literally. So what is he saying? He's saying, I'll give you a different reason.
What is he trying to say? Who's he answering? What's he...
Chizkiyah's trying to figure out that what?
The morning is Ma'akev and the rest of the...
Right, that Shacharis is Ma'akev, but Yom Kippur is not Ma'akev. How? So this will be a chok for who? For him, which is Aaron and his children. Davar ma'akev bizarro. Anything is ma'akev for his children is also ma'akev. Now, his children being Kohen Hedyot, him being Kohen Gadol. So therefore, what's ma'akev for Kohen Hedyot? Number two, the daily Kiddush Arim Raglayim. Therefore, it's ma'akev for Kohen Gadol. Davar she'ino ma'akev bizarro. Something that's not ma'akev for his children, which would be right, aim akibo. Now, of course, what any not any not, what for his Kohen Hedyot, Avodas Yom Kippurim. No, it's not. That doesn't make any sense. What doesn't make any sense? What the Gemara is saying? It's very odd.
Kohen Hedyot
says. Say. Meaning what? Meaning what?
Kohen Hedyot doesn't do Avodas Yom
Kippurim. Yes, it's not that it's not ma'akev. He's not related to it.
Yeah, there's no idea.
Right, it's a very funny lashon the Gemara is using. The Gemara is saying that how do you know that it's not ma'akev by avodas Yom Kippurim? I'll tell you why. Because it's only that which is ma'akev for one. If it's ma'akev for one, it's ma'akev for both. Right. So if it's not ma'akev for one, it's not ma'akev for both. Right. But 1 second, but you can't tell. What does it make sense to say that avodas Yom Kippurim is not ma'akev for Kohen Hedyot because he's not part of the system of avodas Yom Kippurim? That is not ma'akev. It doesn't exist in his framework. Okay, fine. That's a good question. But what do you see? What do you sense in the shift in the tone of the Gemara? What's the Gemara trying to do now? What's Chizkiyah pushing us in different and reviewing us in a similar way?
Learn from Pasuk.
No, it's very. You got to pick up on this. It's like a subtle point. It's a nice point of methodology, but it's not like the most conceptual thing. But it is an interesting thing. There's a shift in the logic of the Gemara now. The Gemara first is trying to do what? But it's also using a pasuk here.
It's not trying to reconcile. Reconcile, thank you. It's not trying to reconcile the usage of one pasuk for but it says this here. Oh, but then it also says this here.
No.
Say we learn
even more basic. What was the first the first approach the Gemara was trying to use? It was trying to show you what?
Trying to redefine the Kiddush Shaddai and Raglayim.
Through what?
Through Yom Kippur.
There was a first the Gemara was trying to use Yom Kippur itself as the mechanism of differentiating Ma'akev from not Ma'akev. Now it's not doing that anymore. What's it doing now?
Using the daily.
No. The kahuna.
Yeah, the kahuna.
Okay. It's not anymore. It's not Yom Kippur as the basis for differentiation. Rather, it's going to be in kahuna itself. Okay. For what?
Differentiations.
All right. So what's the second shita? Rav Yonasan says. Right. Right. Now it sounds very like. Right. One is Zera, one is Bana, but yeah, it sounds like the same thing,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So the Gemara is going to ask. Lo Amar Mechizkiyah. Why do you like Chizkiyah's position? Dichsit. What does that mean?
Meaning the other thing
I was talking
about, for generations.
Chizkiyah is learning out, v'hai shalahem chok olam lo zaro dorosam, that's l'doros, right? Meaning what?
It's not just the one time.
So therefore what?
It applies to all, every Yom Kippur and every Kohen.
So why not learn from that pasuk?
Oh, yeah.
Why is Rav Yonatan's pasuk better than Chizkiyah? Great. Okay, what's the other possibility? The idach, my time alo mar. Now, this is an easier one.
No,
so how come he didn't? So how come Chizkiah didn't darshan like Rav Yonasan? This is obviously an easy one. So obviously he's telling you, I'll tell you why. But there's nothing to define there. For a different drush. You don't have to define that. That's a different drush. I don't care what the drush is about the kior. But the point is, that's why. So he's easy to answer. But what the heck does it mean, l'doros u'dichsiv? What's the doros u'dichsiv telling you? So what? Good job, guys. So once you figure that out for tomorrow, factually, what that's talking about. And then, now, let me ask a question. There's two things. What do you have to define here? Let's be precise. What has to be defined?
Why he would prefer his cousin over.
That's the second question, right? What's the first question? What's the limud? First question, what's the limud itself? They both agree fundamentally with the limud, right? So the main question is, what's this limud? As comparison, I already gave you some information, but what's this limud in comparison to the previous limud? And then the secondary question is, why doesn't, really it's a question of, why is Rav Yonasan like Rav Chizkiah's position? Okay? All right, 2 minutes, then we'll do some philosophy.